From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. If you know the name Michelle Martin, it may be because you're a fan of her NPR show, Tell Me More. It's heard on WLRN at 8 p.m. But she's worked for The Washington Post, The Wall Street Journal, PBS, ABC, and because of her work and her emphasis on trying to make all voices heard, she's being honored Thursday by the Miami Coalition of Christians and Jews. It's the Hank Meyer National Headliner Award. Congratulations, Michelle, and thanks for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.
Tell Me More does focus a great deal on women's issues. That's not everything, but a good deal. And I have to say, years and years ago, most newspapers in this country would have what they'd call the women's sections, and the implications were it was Dear Abby and it was recipes, and that women were not smart enough to either appreciate the news or care about the news. How has it come back to where it is okay to focus on women's issues and make them hard issues?
It's funny that you say that. You said Dear Abby and recipes, because I'm not opposed to recipes. In fact, slip them in from time to time. But we replaced a certain show in a certain market, I won't say where, and one of the critics said something along the lines of, you know, what this is like Oprah on the radio, meaning that in a dismissive way. First of all, I have always wondered how it is that half the population can be a special interest group. That's thing one. Thing two is that it's interesting to me that if you look at sort of content analyses, and there have been a number of scholars and respected research institutions that have analyzed this question over time they have found that no more than 25% of the people ever quoted on most news outlets are women. And you set aside like the women presenters or hosts or anchors, you know, local news anchors, you know, typically these days, you know, there's at least, you know, one woman sitting at the desk. But if you look at the people who are still quoted as experts and authorities, this shows that over time and over across all what we call platforms and in all kinds of news organizations, largely the people who are being quoted are men. So just if you just take women seriously as experts and authorities, you're already doing something different.
But you bring up race, and this has become such a huge issue with this whole incident with the LA Clippers. How do you bring up these types of subjects and not make them a confrontation, but make them a conversation?
Well, I thank you for saying that, because I think that that's important. I mean, again, I sometimes think that the fact that people find this unusual speaks more to what people unfortunately have gotten used to experiencing in other media outlets than it has to do with what we're actually trying to do. I mean, conversation is the only way that people understand each other. I mean, how many of us generally are interested in listening to people who are yelling at us? I mean, that's just, you know, human nature. Who wants to listen to somebody who's yelling at you unless you're being forced to? And since nobody's under subpoena here, make it a conversation where you can experience different people's opinions and experiences and points of view and reporting, but present it in such a way that people feel that they are both being listened to and being heard themselves. I mean, diversity is a key part of this. We try to make sure that our roundtables have people from different backgrounds who can throw in different ideas from their particular vantage point. This LA Clippers issue, where on a certain network, I won't say which, where there was not one person from the demographic group that had been insulted as part of the conversation. I'm just like, how is that possible that you can, what?
Michelle Martin, keep the conversation going and welcome to South Florida.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.